Any day. I'm so tired of whining about how good my life is, what with the palm trees in the front yard, bowls of cherry oatmeal left out for bears, the silver ducks with their glitter-streaked tails marching around the still life in wet, unkempt grass, crushed garden glove, crushed dental floss, Marlboro pack abandoned, crushed. But driving home from the party last night, I said, John, how lucky we are that the post-colonial grant refusers haven't had a chance with us. Maybe a branch will fall on our daughter's head, or our son will crack like a pale blue robin's egg, or they will stop eating, take up cigarettes, then lung cancer, diabetes, death. Yes, he said, sugar. He paused with a little breath I couldn't guess. Maybe he was thinking about the backhoe grinding down our street to clear the debris from the buildings that gas exploded, the coffee shop, the bank, the quick stop, and on, every window for half a sun-dappled mile shattered. It could happen any day.